Good evening. This is your Web the PC One moment for the day. Examining my life through social media, through delivering minor just informational content about myself, what's going on with me, my life, how I'm dealing with things. Basically, I started doing this podcast because I had lost everything in a business deal, including my life savings, and now I'm just trying to pick up the pieces going forward. So my perspective on life pretty much had centered around trying to go ahead and do something for humanity. It came in the form of a company called HydroCore. It did not go as I wanted to, kind of a thing. And these things happen, which I understand. And now I'm at the point where I need to go ahead and try and just move on from there. So moving on from here, I work in a field where I help people that are recovering from heroin addiction and other types of, I guess, opioid addictions. I'm very proud of what I do as a job. I love what I do as a job. And I'm also in the process of trying to move out into a new home as well, too. So a lot of changes are happening right now, a lot of moving parts. But the good thing is that I'm surviving, moving forward, moving past the stuff. I am not complaining. And I look at my life and I realize I don't have much to complain about. A good running car. I take blood pressure medication, which is not that bad. I'm freaking 40 years old. And, I have good people that are around me. And it's important to have good people around you because, obviously, the older we get, the more lonely we become. I've noticed that with some of my friends, as a matter of fact. And it's unfortunate because we need people. The older we get, the more isolated we're going to feel naturally because people have lives and families and kids and graduations and stuff like that. And it is so important to try and find and establish a network of people you can trust. Common interests. Meetup.com, for example, common interests, things that you can go ahead and I guess share common interests with to develop a network, people you can call and trust whenever you're going through a bad moment in your life, because we all go through those moments all the time and we can't keep that stuff bottled up. It just doesn't make sense for us, especially if any one of us has an obsessive compulsive mentality. That's really not good. So, in doing good things in my life, I am trying to get established here at a new place, trying to get everything together, and get back to trying to find a rhythm with life once again in a different part of town here in Knoxville. I love Knoxville. The people love me here. I enjoy being here. I enjoy my life here. I enjoy my interaction with everyone here. And it just gets better and better. It just gets better and better. I'm so lucky to have that in my life. And now that I got that out of the way, I really don't know what else to really talk about. I'll probably just go ahead and just drop in with another line some other time. The content, I guess, is kind of becoming stale a little bit. I'm finding myself repeating myself. And, the reason why is because I find what works and I stick with that. I have healthy boundaries and I grind it out in school and at work, and I just keep on moving forward. It's difficult at times, but for the most part, it's rewarding. I like having a rewarding life where I can enjoy the process. My aunt told me a long time ago, she said, if you enjoy the process of what you're doing and can find a flow out of it, you'll never have to work again. My dad's also said it for years. He's like, if you find something that you enjoy, then you'll never have to work again. So for me, finding purpose is really important. For me, finding something that has meaning and can offer something towards humanity is important. And I'm slowly finding these kernels of nuggets of truth within my interactions daily with where I work at, which I'm very thankful to have. And it just seems to get a little bit better and better each day. And what's even better is that when everyone is on the same page and we're working towards the same type of goal and we're following the same type of spiritual principles kind of a thing, it makes the work fun because we understand the peaks and valleys that we all go through. Out of having that type of interaction with people, having a network of people that understand that type of stuff where we can go ahead and turn to is so important. The older we get, the more isolated we become. I think it is because I think, you know, people have husbands and wives and interactions with who they're used to. And I think over time, psychologically and mentally, even spiritually, we become accustomed to like a certain type of treatment from someone because that's what we've always been used to. I have found that over time, being stuck within that type of mentality wears me down if I'm not constantly growing. It is so important for me to constantly grow from moments like that because it just signifies the fact that I need to have better moments like these. This podcast has been therapeutic for me. I will say that, you know, and I'm thankful to the fact that I don't have a lot of people that, I mean, I don't have a lot of listeners, obviously, but I don't have a lot of those that try and tear me down, which I'm really kind of happy about. Anyways, I'm really just kind of doing this whole podcasting thing for me. I enjoy it. I do this for me. I like doing stuff like this. So I'm going to keep on practicing it. I'm going to keep on trying to interact with this type of medium and just see where it goes. So life is good. I'm having a good time. I'll put my ass in the Honda tomorrow and go back to work. And then finish out with moving. And then I'll just go from there. So love y'all. Have a nice evening. This is your Web the PC One Moment signing out. Thank you so much.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.